This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I was looking, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend about the dosing of what do I take? How do I take it? And it's still a problem in this country. People are still perplexed. It's a real problem, and I don't think our manufacturers are really understanding what works and what doesn't work, because the problem is that, and it's a real problem, there's something called the endocannabinoid system. My endocannabinoid system may be depleted, and I may be under more stress than usual, and therefore, you know, when you go to the gas station, you have a meter that tells you that you're on empty or you're full or in between. Well, we don't have anything like that in the cannabis world, especially when it comes to CBD. So this is what I share with everybody. First of all, and Dr. Uma, who is just the most fabulous cannabinoid medicine doctor in our area, in the New England area, in Natick, always says to drink water when you're extra water when you're taking CBD and cannabis. Always start with water. And it's a good advice because even when you take medication, it always says take with a glass of water. So water is essential in the formula. It really is. It helps the absorption. It helps the whole process. Helps it get better and better and better. So I think that if you are wondering how to begin, you start with maybe the recommended dose or a little bit less than what everybody puts on their box or label. And then you have a baseline. You can go by that, those directions. Drink water, start slow, and tricate. So that means you go up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. You do it with animals, you do it with humans. We start at a low pace, and you build your body back up. Now, if you notice nothing, obviously it's not working. You're never going to get high from CBD. Never, ever, ever. But what you will get is some relief. So it's important to understand that we have an opportunity to change our brains. Let me explain to you. When you're in the car and someone really and truly pisses you off. You know, you're in the car and you're driving down the highway and they cut you off and they're just being jerks on the road. And most people will stay away from that person, that other car. They just stay away. But if you've had a bad day and you've had a fight with this one, you're under tremendous pressure, it's really hot out, you know, you've got deadlines and so on and so on and so on, and so it goes. Because that's what life is. Life is filled with these challenges that we have to deal with every day. Fires that have to be put out. And so when you do that, when you are upset, you're going to be in a more reactionary state. So when you are in the car driving down the highway, and this other guy kind of jerks around with you. Sometimes if you've had a little CBD, you just say, you wish them well, you wish yourself better. Isn't that a great expression? My mother's best friend, who was like a mother to me, a second mother, Pearl, used to say that. Wish them well, wish yourself better. I love that expression. But that's kind of what happens. You kind of let it roll off your back. But if you didn't have the CBD, you would probably be more pissed off. You'd be a little more agitated and, oh, I don't know what they're doing. And you get that hoofy attitude. No. Do you mean to have that hoofy attitude? No. But it's been a bad morning. We all have those bad mornings. And so CBD has the ability to take that alligator brain and put the fire out so that you're not as hot. It's not going to change who you are. It's just going to help you be better, a better version of who you are. And some days that fire is much more fierce than other days. And so it's like you hear, well, the fire in California right now is 25% contained. That's what it does. It contains the fire within your brain. So you start slow. You tricate. You drink lots of water. And you add a little bit more each time you take it. To the point where you start to feel, oh, wait a minute. I am feeling better. I didn't react to that person. Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a really good thing today. So I love the fact that there are a few books out there that have been written to help us understand this story. And I'm going to have him come back on. One of my favorite books is by Carl Germano, who he's just this brilliant guy. He wrote this book. He's a clinical nutritionist, and he's just such an interesting man who really understands what this whole story with the endocannabinoid system is about. And he has gathered some of the top doctors, this cannabinoid medicine doctor from Israel. And the foreword was done by Dr. Joe Mercola in his newsletter. The book is called Road to Ananda, and it's a simple guide to the endocannabinoid system and how the hemp phytocannabinoid, CBD, and really your health. And when you learn how your brain is with CBD, it really, all I can tell you is that I am a perfect example. There are days that I can go without needing or using CBD. And then the pandemic hit. And you know what? The anxiety and the stresses, the financial, the emotional, the fear of, there is so much fear of, well, I want to be in control of my health, as you all know from listening to my show. I always want to be in control of my health. So it's important for me to be in the driver's seat. I want to be the driver. I don't want anyone manning or telling me what I need to do or have to do. So I want to be the driver of my own health. So there are days that I take CBD. And it helps me relax, it helps me chill, and it helps me get a fabulous night's sleep. There are days that I do not need CBD, and I'm exhausted, and the day was fine, and there were no fires to put out, and there were no incidents. But for my brain, I have found that CBD has incredible therapeutic benefits. I really do. And it's important to get a good quality product. But remember to start slow. You can always add. It's important. But sometimes when you take too much, it may not be the reaction that you want or the state that you want to be in. You don't want to get so zoned out. And sometimes people play with dosage. So you start slow and you go up and you drink a lot of water while you're doing it. And it is a good plan to follow, but we should be drinking more water anyway. This is going to be a really fun show. I have an extraordinary guest coming up. You're going to love her and her energy, an old friend joining us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. This is Frankie Boyer. We will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned and buckle up. You're going to have some fun today.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Well, I am so excited. I'm telling you, I am so excited because I am doing a new venture with a colleague of mine who is with us today. We go back a lot of years. You may know her from her radio shows because she is a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, author, connector, media personality, Debbie Nigro. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you know, Debbie, I am so excited. Debbie and I are working on a new project that you will be hearing very soon on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Welcome, girlfriend.
It made me laughing at the introduction. Hi, Frankie, and hi to Frankie's audience. It's really a pleasure to be here. It's a crack up, though, that I'm talking this subject from my life's experience of not ever talking about this subject. Okay.
Yes.
I think it's a riot. I'm a girl who mostly was paranoid when it came to even the subject of cannabis. I'm like, oh, no, you people, go ahead. Not who I am. So it's actually quite funny that all of a sudden I'm spending a good portion of my day educating myself about cannabis, CBD, hemp, laws, regulations, and I don't even know what the heck led me here, but for some reason, I think I'm supposed to, because I'm one of those people on the other side, Frankie, of what you're doing, which is talking about it, talking to people, and I'm curious, right? And I'm sure a lot of people are curious. And because I'm a crazy entrepreneur, I like being where the action is. And so I'll tell you how what led me into this space so that I'm in the action and now on your show.
Absolutely. Do tell us.
Oh, it was a trip to Yellowstone Park. My boyfriend and I, Dave, love Dave. He lived in Montana for about 12 years, right? So he was always talking about Montana. I'm like, really? Can I see this place? So long story short, a couple of years ago, we went out west, and I'm a New York girl. So going out west from New York is like, wow, this is like, this exists. And it was a magical eye-opener for that part of the country, including Yellowstone Park and going down the Yellowstone River and Utah and Wyoming. And it was just, you know, one of those fabulous trips. So somewhere along the line, you know how when you go on a road trip, you stop at a rest stop, right?
Right.
Okay. Girls like to do this more often than men, right?
Right.
Girls will beg you to pull over. And guys will go, no, we got another 30. We'll wait another 30 miles. No, we're not. Another 30 miles. So my fun on these rest stops is like kind of seeing on the local fair what the, you know, all the tchotchkes. And this particular place we stopped was, it was somewhere near Ennis, Montana. I'm not sure. But as I was checking out with my whatever I was eating for the moment, trying to stay on my diet on a road trip. Yeah, right. There were two things at the cash register that caught my eye. One was Bear Spray, which I was like, seriously? And the other one was Women in Weed, a magazine. So I bought the Women in Weed instead.
Oh, I can just see your actions now. I can just see Debbie Nigro's the antenna.
And I'm looking at the Bear Spray thinking, people, do you need Bear Spray? Because I'm never getting out of the car. This is ridiculous. So
yes.
I bought the Women in Weed, right? And it was a very thick magazine. And the Centennial Spotlight, what blew my head was how expensive it was. It was like a $15 magazine. And I didn't even think about it. I just like, yeah, I like that magazine. And she's like, oh, that'll be $6,000. I'm like, why don't you have this magazine? So I bought it because I was curious. And I finished it 2 years later, okay? Now, it took me 2 years to start really reading the magazine because I kept meaning to. I'd read a little bit. But then I got into it. And I wanted to see who the women were who were rising in this space, because I happen to be a girlfriend in business to many, like you and me are having this moment, which is joyful, and see what they were doing. So that's how I got more involved, because I found a woman who intrigued me, and I wanted to know more about her, because I somehow thought I should transfer my skills, my crazy whatever skills I have, communicating, seeing opportunities, putting the dots together, putting people together, which I love doing, in an industry where things were really moving quickly. So we'll talk more about that, but that's how I started getting interested in cannabis, the Women in Weed magazine, Frank.
I love it. I love it. I love that story. You know, I also have people have heard my story, but I'm also on the other side as well, and that's why I'm so passionate about the information, because I'm looking at all of this from a medicinal viewpoint. I'm looking at all of this that we have choices in our lives, and I like to always choose the non-pharmaceutical route if I can. And so for years, I was misled by a couple of dear friends that were potheads, a couple that were really obnoxious about smoking all the time, morning, noon, and night, in your face, and they were potheads. And listen, there are alcoholics, there are potheads. It happens in everywhere we go in life. We find
right.
these people that are using to the abuse level. And so I said, well, wait a minute. Why am I allowing their take of pot interfering on the medicinal side? And I started to become educated on a couple of stories that caught my eye. And in the very early days, before Sanjay did his Charlotte's Web Weeds 1, 2, and 3 series, which are brilliant. If you've not, anyone has not seen them, you really need to. But the story about Charlotte and her family and having to leave your home and financial hardship and all because you want to give your kid CBD for its epilepsy?
Oh,
and
yeah,
which
I
has
know.
Been
I
used
got,
in
yep.
Spain and in Israel for decades, thank you very much, just didn't seem right to me. And I said, we are misinformed. We're missing the boat. It's that mentality, that all or nothing mentality. And where we are today are shades of gray in this industry. And
yep.
we're seeing. But we have a lot of discrepancies. We have a lot of lack of women. You know, you go to the trade shows, Debbie, and you see all the suits. You see all the suits. You don't see a lot of women. Thank goodness there's Women in Weed, because they're starting to happen. And we are, you know, we're starting to slowly see this evolve and become an industry that needs to have the diversification, that needs to have the ability to help people. And we need more direction. We need more direction, and we're not getting
absolutely.
It. So,
absolutely.
So we
absolutely.
Have so much to talk about. Debbie Nigro, we are going to be talking about being real about hemp, and it's going to be a wonderful minute that you will be hearing on this show in the very near future. And we'll take a quick break. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. And Debbie, what's the best website people can find out about you?
DebbieNigro.com, DebbieNigro.com.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer. Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD.
but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer, joined today by fellow colleague, talk show host extraordinaire, mom on the go. You remember Debbie Nigro. She's been everywhere, every major television show, author, entrepreneur. And now she is in the green space, the world of cannabis. And welcome to the world, my dear. And one of the things that I just want to say, is that education in any area of life is power. The more you know, the more things can change and happen and evolve. And I'm not talking about formal education. I'm talking about life experience and education itself. And so for all of us, it's important to really and truly embrace that this industry is could possibly be the financial answer that everybody has been looking for. That's the bottom line. It could be that answer. And so, Debbie, I want people to take control of their lives. I want people to become educated. And that's my mission. And that's what our mission is going to be with to be real about hemp. And so you have your own story. Yes, you have your own story. Go ahead.
No, but I want to speak to that education thing because you just sparked something. When I was a single mom driving my daughter back and forth to school, I would be the one picking up all her friends. And I spent the entire drive there and back going, knowledge is power. Knowledge, you know, don't forget. And at the end of school, I would pick them up and I'd say, okay, tell me something you learned today. And they'd be silent. I go, give me a nugget. Just one thing. I need one thing that you learned today. And they, each one would go, okay. And they'd give me a nugget. And that would go on until every single day that I would drive around. They still remember. They laugh as adults now. They go, Debbie, you know, I go, knowledge is power. So, but to the point of why you and I are collaborating, people don't have bandwidth anymore. There's too much information in the world and they want to know, but you know, it's like overload. So when you extricate an idea, some knowledge, and you put it into a little capsule form, hopefully somebody can take away that little piece of information that may in some way enhance their lives. So what we're trying to do, you and I, going forward, which is a short form educational segment about this industry and the wellness behind all these substances that we need to clarify or we're learning about ourselves. And it's kind of like, I think, a really good idea, just because of how hard it is to process all the information in the world, you know, Frankie? And I'll speak just to what kind of sparked me to learn more. And I don't want to belabor this because I'm not some poster girl for cancer, but I am a two-time cancer survivor, and that's pretty miraculous. And I had ovarian cancer and breast cancer, and to have survived both is a blessing. So I thank you, God, and all the professionals have kept me alive in the science, right, and the information and knowledge. So I was going through breast cancer, which was in the last, 2 years here. I was told that, I said, what about medical cannabis? Because I don't like being nauseous. I don't like any of those things. And I was given the name of a female doctor who, in my area of the world, was the one to discuss a prescription with, right? Because you can't just go. You need a prescription. You need to be have a doctor. And where I went to get treated was a very big place, very, very big, Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York City, but they can't, they legally cannot speak to this subject and don't. It's just not their wheelhouse. But if you talk on the side and you talk to people or nurses or whatever, they sort of guide you, right? So I call this woman, and I'm sorry I'm talking too much, but a pretty infamous woman now that I come to know. I never could get through. I called her, emailed. I'm pretty good at getting through to people, right? So nothing. And I was a little frustrated. Then I figured out where the dispensaries were, right, in my area. And then you had to get there, and some had valet parking, and it was an awkward area at the time of where I lived. And I'm like, you know, I ran out of steam trying to get it because it seemed too hard.
How sad.
Right, but thankfully I made it through. I managed. But now the medical cannabis is flowing, and that's really where it all began being legalized here in the United States, as I'm getting more and more educated. And the patients still have to go for pickup. They can't get it delivered. I'm working on the delivery end right now. This is what intrigued me when We read Women and We. I found a woman who was, ultimately, I didn't know this in the beginning, but now I'm working with her, representing her, created the last mile delivery from a dispensary to a patient. So that's my hot spot right now for energy.
Brilliant.
And
yes.
That happens,
yes.
Right?
Well, that makes sense, though. It makes sense because when you're in a compromised position medically, come on, you need to have it, especially during COVID. You need to have had, you know, the opportunity at least to have it be delivered to you.
Right. So it's still because
you get groceries delivered.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, there's laws, right? And the cannabis industry, you know way better than I, since you do this all the time, and the CBD industry, they have, there's serious laws. And every state has different laws. There's no national overseeing, you know, let's follow this law thing. So every state is sort of its own, you know, world. And the rules are different everywhere, and it's hard to navigate the rules. And, for example, some medical cannabis dispensaries don't have, they cannot deliver. Okay, that's illegal for them to deliver, unless the person works for the dispensary. Okay, so you can't like hire a company to do it. Like, I call it Uber Duber. So they are, there's laws that are being worked out so we can help and people can help each other, you know, get through and understand and comply, if that's, if you will. Comply. All right. And there was an article that came out that was sent to me because now I follow. And he said, interstate weed commerce may actually be protected by U.S. Constitution, according to a law professor at Vanderbilt Law School, saying that he believes it's unconstitutional for U.S. states to impose restrictions on interstate weed commerce. That's a big story. That's not going to get solved today. But the challenge for the industry, I do believe, and you know better than me, is making sure you follow the laws in every single state that are unique to the state.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Compliance is the key. Absolutely. And, you know, When we first started doing medical marijuana, and it's so interesting because years and years ago when this first evolved and unfolded in Massachusetts, the state that I'm in Boston, they had no clue. They were sideswiped. They didn't think in a million years it would ever pass on the first ballot. Guess what? It did.
Yeah,
it took years later, though. It took years later, and then they felt that there was some payola that was going on and that there was some illegal stuff happening and people that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for licensing. And it's such a labor-intensive process.
Right.
Had to close. And so they started with a fresh slate and they got a cannabis board. And now we're starting to see a lot of minorities in the state opening up shops, and we're starting to see delivery happening here slowly, and we're starting to see the evolution of cannabis in this area finally start to thrive and thrive. And you know, and I know that the stories out there that we know, as my name is Frankie Boyer and yours is Debbie Nigro, we know that the financial piece is the most alluring at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day.
You're so right. You're so
yes.
Right. May I jump in?
Yes.
You shared the
yes.
story, and I want to
yes.
jump on. Because I'm in New York, and you're in Massachusetts, and New York is starting to heat up, okay? So there's another billion-dollar IPO plan, and it's the U.S. cannabis firm called PharmaCann, which you shared with me today, and I've sort of seen this coming. Planning an IPO as New York weed legalization lifts demand. And that's big, big news from Reuters today.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
These public companies going public. Home Depot sales are down because people are smoking pot. Okay? They're sitting around. They're like, you know what? We don't even need to do that. Let's just relax. Okay? No, seriously. Home Depot sales are down. People are doing less home improvement. They want to, because they're like sick of staying home. They want to get out and about. And I will tell you, there's one thing I do want to talk to you about and get your opinion. As much as I am a fan of everybody getting what they need to feel well and do better, right, I am concerned about cannabis and people driving, and there's no way to know if somebody's too high to be
behind
the wheel.
Absolutely. I agree with
okay?
you. I agree with you.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. But we need to talk CBD, too, because I'm finding out a lot about that and how it's really helping people. So when we you know,
it's not only
here,
helping people. It's helping our furry friends as well. It's helping our dogs and our pets. And as a matter of fact, the little fur baby that's in my house is on CBD right now and a little zonk because he's not feeling well. So we'll come back to that story and a lot more. This is Frankie Boyer with Debbie Nigro, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And Debbie, give out your website.
Oh, you're sweet. DebbieNigro.com. I curtsy.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have: your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back, everybody. It is so nice to have you with us. And, of course, my good friend, Debbie Nigro, entrepreneur, author, and just woman extraordinaire. And I'm so excited that we will be working together on getting real about hemp, because I think it's time. The world needs to hear two fabulous women, and by the way, Debbie is quite gorgeous, FYI. Two fabulous women.
I'm getting better looking every day. So
Yeah, yeah, you are. And so am I. We're ageless. We're ageless, Debbie. We're ageless.
Listen,
seriously, though.
I'm ageless, timeless, and weightless.
We also will be putting some fun, but being truthful, because Debbie and I both like to have a good time. And we will do that with integrity, because we understand the power of information, the power of education. And that's what these segments will be. And we will be doing several of them. Quite a few of them. I'm hoping to do at least we can start doing one a day, but we'll take it slow, but we'll start giving you some fun tidbits, because Debbie, I have done so many shows that we've talked to farmers, we've talked to doctors, we've talked to lawyers, we've talked to practitioners, you name it, we've talked about it, and there are now different cannabinoids, that add and enhance life, from helping hair loss to helping weight loss to you name it. And there's so much out there that is just, we're starting to look at the actual DNA of the plant itself. And at some point there will be an opportunity to look at what the patient's needs are and the plant, and the kind of plant that the patient needs. And it's going to be very personalized and very specific. And so, you know, it's going to be exciting. And there's conflicting reports, because sometimes you walk into a dispensary and they give you misinformation, versus the cannabinoid doctor that gives you this information and what he wants you to take for your specific issues. And so we'll be getting into all of that. And also just some fun factoids. You know, Reader's Digest just did a companion book for CBD. Everything you need to know about CBD. A Reader's Digest version.
I love that. I love that. All right, two things I want to go back.
Yeah.
I don't like to interrupt you. And when we're not in the same room, I feel like I'm stepping over, so I apologize, because I know we have beautiful karma, you and I don't want to be disrespectful. But when you're talking about, we were going to come back and talk about driving with high, which I want to get to. But some fun things. The question was, on the front page of one of the women in Weed magazine, is cannabis the female Viagra? So we'll talk about that some other time. And then we'll get to the CBD and the power of information. We're together. I'm coming at this a little different than you, Frankie. I'm more of a business girl in terms of, you know, what I like to, I get excited about seeing entrepreneurs taking paths in new industries. So I have a lot of crazy insight that I could bring to the table of real-time conversations with CEOs and founders and people who are going hard in this space and what they're coming up against and what I like and don't like and what I'm hearing, right? Like, I know I'll be talking to today or tomorrow the guy who's, you know, franchising cannabis and CBD franchises across the United States, okay? Somebody, that's a very interesting idea. There's more money in the space than there is knowledge. And people who get into this need to know the rules, need to know. And I think one of the places where we really need a lot more work is this driving under the influence of marijuana. You know, I laugh about Cheech and Chong movies like everybody else. I, back in college myself, was at a stoplight driving under the influence one time when I shouldn't have been driving, you know, all of 6 miles an hour, like, oh, and I, you know, I'm like, really? But marijuana, it does impair judgment. It does impair coordination. It does impair reaction time. And as the studies have found a direct relationship between the blood THC level and impaired driving. And that's from the drugabuse.gov website. And so I worry about, you know, these this category of how that's going to work. And it concerns me, having raised a teenager, you know, and I've seen parents, mostly young people probably, but who knows? There's people who make bad decisions at every age.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I agree with you, though. But then again, we need to educate people. This is a serious, it's serious, you know, anything that impairs your brain in any way, shape, or form. There's so much to talk about. We will continue this conversation. There is, you know, the new conversation about psychedelics in the world of cannabis. So much, but CBD does not ever get you high. You will never have to worry about driving with CBD. Never, ever, ever. It has no THC in it. And so I love CBD, and I think it's a real great, as I said earlier today, really helps the brain, really gives you that timeout, gives you an opportunity to put that stop button. And we need to reset sometimes because, you know, words are very powerful. They're worse than weapons at times. So I'm delighted that there is CBD. I'm thrilled I can use it whenever I need. And we all have an endocannabinoid system, including our lovely animals. Thank you so much, Debbie Nigro. What fun chatting with you today,
Thank you, talking with you.
And we will see you next time. Thank you so much, DebbieNigro.com. Thank you all for being with us. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.